I think we are a lot closer, but we're not entirely there yet. And I think the reasons for why we are where we're at, I think there are a few of them. First, the Palestinians are weary and Hamas is fundamentally alone. I think this is especially true after the recent conflict between Iran and Israel. It's also the case that Israeli domestic public opinion, Israelis are also weary of the war in Gaza and they want their hostages home. And so there's weariness all around. And obviously, President Trump has now focused his attention and is putting, and candidly leaning into the process and putting a lot of political pressure to varying degrees on both the Israelis and the Palestinian side.
And what are the main sticking points to this deal?
The actual ceasefire proposal that was put together largely by the Qataris hasn't been publicly announced, but it's believed to include things like a 60-day ceasefire, so it's a temporary ceasefire, involve the UN in aid distribution, which has become a general problem for the Palestinian side, rather having the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which is a U.S.-Israeli group, has been handling most of that recently, and the Palestinian side would like the UN to do more of that. Most importantly, a phased release of Israeli hostages, both those who are still alive and those who are deceased, and for Palestinian prisoners. Those are the basic terms of the deals. But the fundamental sticking point seems to be that Hamas doesn't want an interim end to hostilities. They want a permanent end to hostilities. They want the Israeli, the IDF, to get out of Gaza fundamentally. And Israelis, of course, reject this. The Israeli government rejects this. On the other hand, Israel wants to dismantle Hamas. This has been an explicit war aim of the Netanyahu government. It's broadly supported within his governing coalition, although the Israeli public is somewhat divided on this point in terms of how feasible a goal that is. And Hamas, of course, rejects it. So that is where the sticking point is. But again, the broader circumstances are such that momentum for a deal is increasing. The good news is that the parties are scheduled to talk.
Yeah, and what is likely to come next? We know that Prime Minister of Israel is coming to meet with the president and negotiators are in Qatar today. What are we expecting to hear in the coming days?
So I think a good way to think about it is that there's sort of two parallel tracks here. The discussions in Qatar are technical discussions about ending the hostilities, at least on a temporary basis. Now, I should say that when Netanyahu said was he sent his a delegation from Israel today to Doha, Qatar, but he said that he did not accept some of the positions that Hamas had inserted into the Qatari proposal, that the Israeli negotiators would go to discuss the original Qatari proposal. Those are technical discussions. Those will take place over several days. Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Trump are scheduled to meet tomorrow in D.C., and those discussions will be at a political level. And we expect there to be some positive announcement, if not of a definitive truce, but it's broadly expected, although obviously, these things have fallen apart before. It's broadly expected that there will be some positive announcement early this week, even if technical negotiations in Doha have to continue. So things are trending positive, but this is the Middle East after all, and people have been disappointed before.